Oh my God. The only hat I had in my basement was a visor, and I didn't feel like walking upstairs, so I threw the visor on, and my hair is sticking out the top right now, and I look like an off-brand chia pet. Like, I don't even look like one of the good ones you buy off the website. I look like one that, like, somebody made and they put on TikTok shop. Dude, I look like one that somebody bought from, like, China for, like, 2 cents on the dollar, and then they're selling it on TikTok shop for, like, $100. Dude, TikTok shop has started a new age of scammers. It's honestly, it's fantastic. People are selling hoodies, like $50 hoodies for like $850. It's amazing. I mean, if you buy it, you're stupid. You know, is it really their fault for selling it for $850? Or is it your fault for buying it for $850? I think it's your fault. It's your fault for having $850 and being stupid. That's, dude, fuck. Why is my laptop so loud? I'm sorry. You didn't deserve that. You didn't. That wasn't towards you. Nobody's upset with you. I'm sorry about that. I'm so sorry. Let me go on D&D because I'm busy. Sorry. I just screamed fuck in your ear. I'm sorry. Or maybe your car windows were open and then somebody's looking at you. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Anyways, welcome to Kicking with Kaz. Episode 76, I think. It should be episode 76. Might be. Could be. Probably is. Episode 76. The only podcast that is recommended by 9 out of 10 dentists. Actually, I haven't been to the dentist in a while. I think I should go. Anyways, the weather. God, I love it, dude. The weather's kind of approaching that pocket in Chicago. I'm kind of sick. I'm sick of the summer already. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not a summer guy. I'm not a summer guy. You know, sure, I like to, you know, I like it for a month or two, but it's enough. You know, I'm not like my dream, like where I'm going to probably end up living is like somewhere in California where it's just 70 year round. I'm a 70 degree slut. I'm a 70 degree slut, dude. It hit 70 degrees. You'll catch me with my wiener out. Absolutely. It hit 70 degrees and you'll just catch me walking around town, wanging and dangling. If it was legal, of course, but it isn't. So I don't do it. But when it's 70 degrees, I just feel so free, right? It's such a versatile degree. Obviously, if you're Canadian or if you're not American, you're probably thinking in Celsius. I don't know how to convert that. Do I look like Bill Nye? Okay. So I don't know how to convert it. But what I do know is that 70 degrees Fahrenheit makes me feel beautiful. It's like a nice little, how do I even put it? It's like you could wear a hoodie and you won't get hot, or you could wear a t-shirt and you won't get cold. It's so beautiful. It's so right between that 58 to 71. 58 to 71, that's my pocket right there. That's where you get the best fits. That's where you bit the, that's where, right? Because you could wear pants, you could wear shorts, you could wear a t-shirt, you could wear a long sleeve, you could wear a hoodie. You could layer lightly, you could unlayer, you could drip it up, you could drip it down. You could swing it all around. There's so many different options. There's so many different options, and there's so many different opportunities. And there's so many different things that are getting flown at your face. There's so many different things happening, dude. When it's 70 degrees outside, I just want to grab somebody by the neck and fucking and just suck their face and go, isn't it beautiful, man? Isn't it beautiful? Just grab a man and just make out with him and say, how fucking great is this weather? How beautiful is it? What, you can walk up to anybody on the street, see them in a hoodie, go, that's a good option for today. See somebody else wearing a thong, you go, that's a great option for today. You just want to run up to people, grab them, give them a bear hug, roll around on the ground a little bit, make them terrified for their life just to give them a kiss on the forehead. Right on the forehead. Make them terrified for their life and then kiss them right on the forehead, right? You terrify them, then you coddle them like a child, like it's your first newborn, like you just gave birth. Like you just gave birth to this human being. You've never experienced a love like this before. Such an unconditional love. Such an unconditional love. And you're looking at this child and you're going, that's my child. That's my child. And you kiss him on the forehead and you say, shh, 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 shh. Be good, Giuseppe. Be good. Be good, my little Giuseppe. They can't hurt you now, right? That's what 70 degrees feels like. It feels like you just birthed a child named Giuseppe and you've brought him to this new light. That entire bit could get me locked in a psych ward, but we're going to leave it in. dude, I had top three worst hangover of my life over the weekend, man. Top three worst hangover of my life. We had a little family party. My sister graduated high school, if you didn't know. And we had a family party, obviously like a graduation party, but it wasn't just family. It was like the family, the entire neighborhood, friends. Like there was like 100 people there at one point in our backyard. And I live on a city block, you know, like the houses are, I don't know if you've ever seen like a city block. You don't exactly have a yard, you know, they call it a yard. It's more like a patch of grass with a lot of concrete. And there were like 100 people in there. And all I'm saying is we took the Costco margarita mix. It's fantastic. If you never had the Costco margarita mix, you're missing out. You go to Costco, you get the margarita mix. The thing is, we had one of those, you know, those big Gatorade tubs that like the big tub that says Gatorade on it, where like they would pour a lot of Gatorade in it and like NBA games or MLB games or NFL games, where, right? Like the shit that they dump on the coach after they win. A jug that size, I fit 12 bottles of margarita into this thing. So it was just margs on tap. And listen, when margs are on tap, I have no control over myself. You know, my thumb keeps hitting the button. I keep hitting my hand. I go, stop, stop. And I keep filling up my cup. And then I woke up the next day, and there's a lot of sugar in those margs. I'm not going to beat around the bush. And that definitely, that fucked up the hang. I mean, that met that dude. I was in hell. I was hungover until I woke up the next day. I was hungover for the entire day. It was cloudy all day, super dark the next day. I had sunglasses on 24/7. I was just walking around with sunglasses. My head felt like it was a plum. Like it was my head felt like it was James and the Giant Peach, right? And maybe James and one of his lady friends were getting into it, right? And they were really getting into it, you know? James was giving her that you know, that Giant Peach special, you know? He was giving her all of his plums, if you will. And he was really getting after it. And the bed was rocking. That's how the inside of my head felt. And that was totally inappropriate way to explain that, but I did. And so it was kind of like, and so it felt like every time James just, you know, went back for another, and I'm not talking, this wasn't missionary energy. This was like from the back and he had a good grip. And, you know, he was getting after it like there was a gun to his head, basically. And long story short, it felt like the peach was just, it was constantly just like, it was just like, it never exploded, but it was like right about to explode. You know what I'm saying? It was just right there. James was just constantly would get to the climax. James was edging, basically. James and his giant peaches and plums with his lady friend, both of them, he was just edging the entire time. And that's how my head was like, that's how my head sounded. So that's why I had sunglasses on for the entire day. Literally the entire day. I don't think I took them off until I went to bed. I just was walking around with sunglasses and no contact. So I couldn't see anything and it was just dark. It was just, everything was like super blurry and dark. Oh, man. Which is actually, funny enough, what the night previous looked like when I was hammered out of my mind trying to get to bed. Everything was just very blurry and dark. And so, yeah, dude. The nice part was I didn't have to walk home. I just walked up my stairs. I just walked into my room, you know, and collapsed, basically. I went to bed at like 4 or 5 in the morning. I mean, I started drinking at 4. I stopped drinking at 4. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, my fault for the hang. I mean, don't get me wrong, you know. Threw up, absolutely. I mean, if I didn't throw up, my body would have had like a visceral reaction and just expelled all the alcohol from my pores if I didn't throw up. I mean, you got to throw up, you know. Then the next morning, I didn't want to throw up. I was, you know, I woke up. I laid on my shower floor for like 45 minutes just letting the water hit me, trying to find a little bit of relief, you know. Then I thought I was good, went back into my bed and just, you know, oh my God, it was bad. It was bad. It was bad. Then I didn't eat till like 8 p.m. Like I couldn't keep water or food down. If I ate or drank anything, it just was not staying down. Wasn't an option even if I wanted it to. But top three worst hangover of my life. I don't even know if I had a worse one. That might have been number one. No, I had a few that were really bad. That was definitely top three, though. Absolutely top three. The entire time, too, I was just getting so mad at myself. I was like, why? Right? Because I wouldn't have felt that bad if I just like pounded a bunch of high noons or something, but those fucking margaritas, dude. One point in the night, I almost opened the bucket and just stuck my head in there. Was like, you know, and I just started singing Margaritaville. Could you imagine? I'm just running around the yard with the margarita bucket on my head. It's low in Margaritaville. I'm just running into the walls. Someone has to grab me. They're like, somebody put him in bed. Can somebody put him in bed, please? Oh, God. You know what I was thinking about recently, like a lot, is I keep seeing these videos from people talking about how, like, you know how, like, we see the older generation as, like, how they speak, you know? And it's, like, I don't want to say proper, but, like, you know, a lot of older people don't really swear. You know, it was just their generation, you know? That's just how it works, you know? No elbows at the table or your dad's going to hit you with a belt, but you could say a racial slur if you feel like it, you know? It was just different times. And so what I find very funny and what's going to feel very weird is like we're going to like there's going to be people who are like 80 who are like playing poker inside of a nursing home. And like you could just hear from a distance like somebody throws their cards down. They're like, no way. It's like, on God, pussy. just somebody in the nursing home. Harold, Connor. Sit down. On God, pussy. On God. Connor, sit down and finish your oatmeal. Fuck. I just think that'll be funny, you know? I don't think we're going to make it to 80 anyways. The sun will probably explode or something. Someone's probably going to shoot a nuke at the sun. Actually, wouldn't that help the sun? That's actually stupid. That actually would help, right? Didn't you? If you shot nukes at the sun, wouldn't the sun just, because the sun's so powerful and nukes like nothing? Or is it? I really don't know. I mean, I'm not. Not fucking Bill Nye. Actually, I'd love to talk about this. I'm not Bill Nye. I'm not the science guy. I made a video on TikTok like maybe last week. I was going to make a TikTok like making fun of these people, but then I was like, I'm not going to stoop to their level because they're stupid. And I made a TikTok basically saying like, oh, why do all these EV cars, like they have no edges. They have no nothing, blah, 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 blah. And all I was saying was that I would like them to have some character. I would like them to not look like an Apple mouse. You know what I'm saying? I would like them to have a little bit of better, you know, better looks. People got so viscerally upset. So viscerally angry. I was getting messages, constant comments, people being like, it's because you would lose miles, you fucking moron. Did I look like I give a fuck? Does it look like I give a fuck? Did you look at any of my other videos? Do you think I'm coming on here like looking up facts, reading articles? No, dude. I saw an electric car outside and I was like, that shit fucking blows fat cooter. That shit blows fat donkey dick. And then I made a video saying, why do they all look like Apple mouses? And somebody goes, well, because they have to be, you fucking moron. Because they have to, dude. Because if they don't, then they would lose mileage, man. Because they would lose my... Shut the fuck up. What I think is so funny about those comments, too, is that people think, like, I read them. Like, when there's a bunch of comments, like, I saw some dude, like, people will... Some people like, I saw somebody sent me an article to like read like why like electric vehicles need to be so smooth. Hey, newsflash, I don't give a fuck. Like, if you can't make the electric vehicle look cool, then don't make it, fucking moron. Like what, you know what I'm saying, dude? And once again, there might even be one person listening to this right now and they're like, well, they got to make them look a certain way. I mean, they kind of have to. Listen. If you can't make it look cool, then don't make it, right? And now, however, I do understand that obviously the government and a lot of states are even making timestamps, like I think 2035 in California, or maybe it was 2040, saying that majority of cars, like all cars that are being new produced, need to be electric vehicles. Okay, all right. How about we get in the lab, all right? 2035, that's like 11, 12 years out. Let's get in the lab. Let's figure out how to make the electric vehicle better, right? So that it could look cool and still properly perform, right? We should make nuclear vehicles and then light them all on fire and just watch the world burn. Anyways, I'm sorry. That was so dark and weird. I don't even know where that came from. It was like, that wasn't even me. That wasn't even me who said that. That was just a voice in my head that was like, say it. Say to make them nuclear and make the world burn. I don't know why I did that. Oh my God. I don't know why I fucking did that. That's crazy. That was really weird. All right. Anyways, another thing I need to talk about. Ashes. Not like the Catholic Christian, you rub ashes on your forehead type shit. I'm talking like when people want to get cremated. Right? When people want to get cremated, fine, whatever. I don't give a fuck. Weird. Weird that you want to do that, right? Weird that somebody is so adamant about being burned to bits after they die, you know? Like they're really concerned, like they're going to take up space or something. You know, like they're really concerned, like you're dead, like you're going to be dead. It's okay. Like you don't really have to be concerned with that. But the people who get me going are the ones that are like, I want to be cremated. And if you wouldn't mind, can you, and they give you like a list of where they want their ashes, you know? Oh, can you take me? Can you sprinkle me in London and France? I'm sorry. Who's paying for these flights? What? I mean, if you looked at me and you were like, can you sprinkle me? Like, down the block. Like, no. First of all, ugh, gross. I'm not touching that. All that shit burned up, like dead body shit. Dead body ashes. And I know people are like, well, you know, it's just ash at that point. Yeah, well, it used to be Steve, and that's gross. That's fucking gross, dude. What if it gets in my mouth? What if I'm sprinkling in the wind? And the wind wants to shoot it down my mouth. What if that happens? What do I do then? I just have to live with that? What if that part was connected to his genitals? That's what I'm thinking about. That's what I'm thinking about. People look at it as like, I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of people see it as like so warming and so beautiful. Like when somebody sprinkles ashes off a bridge. When I see that, I'm like, dude, pick it up. That's gross. Like... If I'm not even going to lie, if I'm in public somewhere and I see somebody sprinkle ashes, I'm telling. I am snitching, dude. I'm going to yap my fucking mouth. Somebody's dad just died. They're sprinkling their ashes in like this local pub in Ireland. I'm going to be like, dude, fucking kick this guy out. Get a broom. I mean, absolutely not. Absolutely not. That this is not happening. You can't do that. You can't just, and I know there's laws. Like you actually can't do that, but people do. Cause you know, people think you can just do whatever the fuck you want. You know, you can just do, you know, if you feel like it, you can. And people think just because like, you know, they're dead or whatever. Also, why are you requesting this? Oh, when I'm dead, can you sprinkle them in London? Are you going to be there? Are you going to watch? Oh, do you want to come along for the ride? You're dead. You're dead. You're just inconveniencing your fucking 23-year-old daughter or 33-year-old son, right? Who has work and only two weeks off. Only 2 weeks off paid time. And you want him to waste a week and a half just so he could fucking sprinkle your ass around some shit-ass field in the middle of Hawaii? Get bent. If a family member's dying, they grab me, and their final wish is to sprinkle their ashes somewhere, all of a sudden, I didn't hear them. Oh, all of a sudden, I didn't hear them. I'm sorry. Don't ask me to do that. Don't put that on me. Do you know how much of a burden that is? I don't think they understand the burden. Like, it's one thing to be like, can you sprinkle my ashes in a dedicated area in a cemetery during a ceremony? Okay. That's completely understandable. But you want me to go to Hong Kong? Fuck you. I'm not going to Hong Kong. The fuck is wrong with you? That flight's like round trip, $3,000. Not wasting $3,000 on your dead ass. You're fucking dead. You're dead and I'm in Hong Kong? Fuck you. Fuck you, man. Fuck. I'm not doing that. God. It's just there's something about it. Like in some people, I don't know. Maybe this is just me. Like, listen, if you think it's beautiful and you want to do it for a loved one, by all means. By all means, you do it. I'm not saying you shouldn't. Well, I am saying, obviously, you know, don't be sprinkling it in like a local pub and shit, okay? And be like, well, you know, oh, it's just ashes. No, it's a dead body, okay? Oh, it's just ashes. All right, how about I throw my fucking, you know, how about I throw one of my dead relatives and just sit him down in a chair in the middle of the pub? Is that okay? Oh, now that's not fine. Okay, so that's wrong, right? Now that's wrong, right? Oh, it's because they have to look a certain way. Oh, if it's an ash form, by all means, yeah, absolutely. But if it's the body, no, that's horrible. Hypocritical piece of shit. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm fucking saying. Fucking piece of shit. Sorry. We're going to take a quick little break here and introduce the sponsor for today's episode, HelloFresh. Listen, I love doing ads for them. Like, they're not even making me say this, but their food, no joke, unreal. I just made like this lettuce wrap hamburger meal last night. Absolutely busting out the brims. So good. Anyways. Listen, fall is right around the corner and HelloFresh is here to help you plan for the busy season ahead with tasty dishes delivered to your door. Simply choose your recipes and pick your delivery date, then lay back and enjoy the last days of summer knowing dinner is covered. The best part about HelloFresh is that you always feel like you would love a wholesome homemade meal, right? But there's just not enough time. With HelloFresh, all you need is 15 minutes and you'll be enjoying a tasty, satisfying meal made in your own kitchen. Just look for their quick and easy dinner options, plus quick breakfast and lunches too. So next time when life gets busy, don't call for delivery. Don't go to, you know, fast food. Don't just, you know, grumble some chips together with some dip. Maybe put some chips inside of a sandwich with some ham. You don't even like that. You just want it to be easy. Well, lucky for you, HelloFresh is easy. So don't do delivery. Get HelloFresh. It's 25% cheaper than takeout and less expensive than grocery shopping too. Just choose your recipes and receive fresh pre-portioned ingredients so you can get to cooking quick. I know I said at the beginning I just cooked something yesterday. It's literally, I don't know if you've ever watched on YouTube my old like cooking with Kaz videos. I have the cooking skills of like a 7-year-old, maybe. And that's a little bit of a stretch. The best part about HelloFresh, it's all, they give you exactly what you need. No more, no less. They give you exactly the amount of mayo you would need, ketchup, whatever is in there. They tell you exactly how much needs to be in there. There's basically no measuring whatsoever. And they tell you exactly how long you need to cook it for, everything to an exact T. If I don't mess it up, there's no way. It's going to be even easier for you. I mean, I threw it together, the full total prep time plus cook time. It was like maybe 30 minutes, maybe. And they even have quick and easy ones that are 15 minutes. I just have the little bit longer one because I just wanted a different meal. Whatever. Every meal I've had from them, outstanding. Not once have I picked up a meal and went, ugh. No, never. They're all fantastic. And it saves me so much time. And I feel so much better about myself too, because I'm not going to lie. I do tend to order out quite a bit. But when I make myself a meal, I feel accomplished. and my body feels better because the food's better for me. So go to HelloFresh.com/50Cause and use code 50Cause for 50% off plus free shipping. Once again, go to HelloFresh.com/50Cause and use code 50Cause for 50% off plus free shipping. And that way you can enjoy America's number one meal kit. Anyways, back to the episode. Let's see. What else we got here? Oh my God, yes. I watched the fucking B movie last night, dude. And I'm not going to lie, I haven't seen it since probably it came out, like when I was very young, right? Jerry Seinfeld is a B. Whoever, like he is, that was nailed it. I mean, nailed it. Like if somebody was like, what insect or animal would Jerry Seinfeld be? I'd be like, I don't know. And somebody was like, he's a bee. And they fucking knocked it out of the park. And I have to give them their flowers. But here's what gets interesting, right? I watched the movie. I'm like 90% sure that it's just like corporate propaganda. Hear me out. If you haven't seen it in a while, I'll run you through it. Here's the plot. First of all, there's like a side plot involved where like this bee, Barry, right? Barry the bee kind of wants to be sexually involved with this human. And she like low-key kind of feels this, like they never do anything. They never act upon it. But there's this awkward tension that this lady wants this bee to buzz around her pussy. That's neither here nor there. Neither here nor there. Just felt weird to include it. Just felt weird to include it in the plot. That's it. I understand that it semi makes sense in the main plot. But the bee, they didn't have to make the bee attracted to her. And her attracted to the bee. They didn't have to do that. They could have, and yes, through the entire movie, they're friends. But there's innuendos. There's hints here and there. Anyways, doesn't matter. The main plot goes, there's a bee. Basically, bees, they work. All they do is work, and they're supposed to love work, and they love work. Then one bee was like, well, I don't want to work. I don't want to do the same job for the rest of my life. Fuck this. I'm leaving the hive. Leaves the hive, meets a lady. Whatever, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, he ends up suing the corporate America, basically. Like the honey people. He ends up suing the honey people saying, oh, they're just stealing this from the bees. This is illegal. They're spraying them with chemicals so that the bees, you know, fall asleep and then they take their honey. Whatever. Sues, he wins. Then, because none of the bees are pollinating because they have too much honey now, all the flowers go away. And then there's no flowers anywhere. And then the bee, Barry, who started this thing, goes, you know what? I realized that this was a huge mistake. Bees need to work. And then the end of the movie, the end of the movie is that the little guy matters, which is beautiful. But then there's a second part to that. It's the little guy matters, working until you're dead is for the good of the economy. Who wrote that? Amazon? Jeff Bezos? Was Bezos behind the Bee movie? No bullshit. Maybe I'm sure I'm looking way too far into this. I'm sure I am. But the end of the movie literally goes back to these bees. One bee was literally like, I was so happy to do this one job for the rest of my life and do it well. Dude! What? The bees won in a suit. They won the suit. And then when the flowers were dying, they were like, you know what? That's fine. I realized that as a bee, I need to work myself to death. Who wrote this? Who the fuck? Who the fuck wrote it? I just want to know. I don't know if this was just me who saw it. By the way, the movie's fine. I'm going to be honest with you. I liked it way more as a kid. If you still really like the B-movie, and you haven't seen it in like at least 8 years, go watch it. Because you're going to be like, oh. It was every time I was like, oh, like at first you're like really with this B and you're like, oh yeah, fuck them. I don't want to do the same job for the rest of my life. I don't want to work myself to death. A fucking men, brother. And I was in it. And then all of a sudden he crumbles. And like, it was so dumb. He was just crumbles and he's like, oh, you know what? Bees are made to work themselves to what? What? I was watching I just was staring at the end credits. I was like, what the fuck is this? Who the fuck made this? What? Dude, who made this? Congress? Well, we can't. This felt like the real world all over again. Well, we can't give you more paid time off. The economy would collapse. It was in the fucking movie. It was in the movie. That's what the movie was about. Literally. Oh, my God. There's literally like a sad moment in the movie where they're like sitting there and Barry the Bee is with this lady. I forget her fucking name. Who he's like kind of into. And they're sitting there on the terrace and he's like, oh, my God. The bees are meant to do the little man on the totem pole, the most important guy, is meant to have no paid time off, no sick leave, work 365 days a year, birthdays and holidays included. Like, there was literally a point in the movie where the bee looks at his dad and he goes, Dad, you got home one day and you were working for so long stirring honey that you went to bed with your arms still stirring. They wouldn't stop. And the mom goes, you're right, honey. That was so sad. And that was 20 minutes before the end of the movie where they go, you know what? Bees do need to work to death. And I was like, what the fuck? What is this? I don't know. I know I looked too far into it. I'm sure that wasn't even the point of the movie. And I was just getting way too into it, or maybe that was the part of the movie that they and I got it and I realized the point of the movie. I don't know. I mean, I do. I think the point of the movie was to like say that like the little guy matters and that every single person, their effort always matters. And I agree, that's a beautiful statement. But the little guy should also get paid time off, not get worked to death, be able to enjoy time with his family, like that. You know that. I mean. There's like other things as well. Yes, the little guy is important. The little guy matters. The little guy is a great guy. The little man on the totem pole is important. They should be respected. They should also get a lot of paid time off, sick leave, maternity leave, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Anyways. Oh. That's the B movie, in case. Just gave you a little rundown. Last thing I want to say here before any like current events. I made a TikTok about this, but I needed to dive more in depth. Spam calls. I get them a lot. You get them a lot. Listen, they need a new hook, right? It's always some automated bullshit. Why do they even make spam calls, first of all, anymore? Like, why do they even fucking do that? What's the point of a spam call? Who gets a spam call from a robot? And they're like, huh, you know, I should honestly see what this is about. Nobody's fucking doing that. Nope, nobody. Nobody's ever done that in the history of ever. Want to know why? Because why the fuck would you, right? Why the fuck would you do that? Why the fuck would you just sit there and be like, well, you know, let's hear about. No, don't. Let's not hear anybody out. Let's not hear them out at all. What they need to do, you want to reel me in, right? You want to catch this fish. Throw out that line, right? You gotta have a hook right away. It's like TikTok videos or any video online. If they're not intrigued in the first 3 to 5 seconds, they're gone. People have the attention spans of squirrels right now. Don't even open with, hi, this is Lexi from Infinity. Can I? Fuck that, Lexi. Fuck that. Right away. I answer the phone. I go, hello? Immediately. Do you want to hear how I saved both my children in a waterfall and killed my ex-husband? Yes! Yes, I don't care if it's real. It doesn't have to be real. Make it up. Use a plot from a movie. Do you want to hear about how I left corporate America and then realized that I needed to work myself to death? B-movie Barry, bam. People don't know that. You got to tell a story. It's all about it, dude. This is how I would do. If I was selling, like, dude, if I was, I would be great in sales because I would be great in sales because deep down inside of me, and I've said this before, deep down inside of me, there's a piece of shit. There's a piece of shit asshole finance bro that lives inside of me that I've pushed to the depths, right? I've grown. I read a lot now, right? Trying to get more intelligent, see different perspectives, right? Be able to see both sides of everything all the time and make an educated, create my own educated opinion. But there's a little guy in me. There's a little wolf of Wall Street that lives. He's deep. He's deep now. He can't come out right now, but somebody gave me a but the only way he'll ever escape is if somebody gives me a phone, puts a gun to my head and goes, Anthony, you have to sell this man on the other line Xfinity's home Wi-Fi network in under 5 minutes. I'm getting it done in 30 seconds. I'm getting it done in 30. I'm going to have this guy hooked in 3 seconds. I'm going to pick up that phone. Hi, sir. Did you know that AT&T is killing children in the Swiss Alps? What was that? Yes, AT&T. Slaughtering innocent children in the Swiss Alps. Cutting them up into tiny little pieces. And you know that 90-10 ground beef you buy at the store? Yeah, of course I do. Those are Swiss children. Hand of face. Hand of face. Now, sir, do you really want to have a Wi-Fi network that's run by the remains of Swiss Alp children? Well, no. Well, good thing for you, I work for Infinity. And today I'm talking about our home net. Hook, line, sinker. Woo! I got him. I got him. It's like Finding Nemo, except they never find him because I already killed him, sliced him up, and served him for dinner that night. Sorry. 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 That's just how I do it. You got to have a hook, line, sinker. Here's an example. Hook. Hi, sir. Right? Hook. Ready? You put the hook down. Hi, sir. You get the worm out. Did you hear that Xfinity uses nuclear TNT next to a small village to operate their Wi-Fi network? Worm. What? Yeah. And every moment that you use 1 minute of your Wi-Fi, a child dies? Line? Oh my God. Is this true? It is. But corporate America doesn't want you to know. Sinker! Woo! Fish on! Fish on! Woo! Got him. Every fucking time. That's what these spam calls need to do. You want me on the line, keep me entertained. You want me on the line, you keep me entertained, you make up stories, you say shit about other companies, you say shit about your cousin. Tell me about, honestly, you don't even have to go that far. Just give me like family drama and I'll stay on the line. Like be like, hey, my cousin Ricky, yeah, pregnant wife, cheated on her, got her sister pregnant. What? 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 Ricky, what the fuck? What? Hang up the phone. I'm getting my AirPods in. I'm throwing a bag of popcorn in the microwave. I'm sorry, miss. What did you say? Hold. Give me a moment. No, sir. Miss, let me put you on hold real quick. Okay? Let me get the AirPods in. Get the AirPods in. Let me put the phone on DND. AirPods in, phone on DND, bag of popcorn, and you know what? Let me go grab a margarita because I feel like this is going to be a while. Please continue. Please continue. Then during the story, you swiveling bits, right? you start talking about, oh, well, now he has two kids and they might not get divorced. Now they're thinking about a throuple situation. Now his wife's bisexual. Just start throwing shit at me. I'm going to be like, I'm going to be eating. Eat. Oh, my God. You got to tell a story. It's all about the story. It's never about the product. It's never about the product. It's about the story connected to the product. It's never about the product. I don't give a fuck about the product. Oh, Wi-Fi network. I'll use any Wi-Fi network. What's the story connected to your Wi-Fi network? That's what I'm looking for. Because at this point in time, you know, obviously it used to matter a lot, you know? Especially in the new beginnings of technology. Like, it was always very clear. This is shitty technology. This is average, okay technology. This is the best you could buy. Now it's like most of the laptops or iPads or tablets that are in the middle range are good for 90%, maybe even 95% of the population. You don't have to spend that extra money for that extra shit, right? Most of the Wi-Fi networks, whether you have most of the phone services, whether you have Verizon, AT&T, whatever, most of them are comparable, right? So it's not even really about the product or the price. It's about the story. It's about the story behind the product. It doesn't even have to be real. It just has to be there. That's what it's about. Oh, all right. Current events. First current event. It's an event and it's current. That's why it's called current events, pussy. Here we go. Tampa Bay mayor hauls in 70 pounds of cocaine during fishing trip. The drugs were discovered by a recreational boater in the Florida Keys. That's what it said initially, the Florida Keys. That recreational boater has now been revealed to be the mayor. And now they're like saying on Facebook, the mayor's never off duty. She's always looking for something. Listen, you just threw a hook in, right? You were just on your boat in the Florida Keys. You just so happened to find 70 pounds of cocaine. 70 pounds of cocaine perfectly floating together. You just so happened to find it. I find that interesting. What was the mayor doing? Listen, I'm not saying anything. But when's the last time you stumbled upon 70 pounds of cocaine perfectly floating in the Florida Keys? I don't know. When's the last time you found that? When's the last time somebody just threw 70 pounds of cocaine overboard for no reason? Maybe the boat sank, right? Could be. Maybe they were coming from Cuba with cocaine. Maybe. Could, yeah. It's absolutely possible. And it just so happened to fall into the lap of the local politician. Interesting. Or did the mayor think they were in over their head, threw it overboard, and then said she found it? Huh. I'm kidding, obviously. But I do like to speculate. I love speculation. I'm a big speculator. Love to speculate. Love to make things up. Love to create rumors. I really do, you know, and it's sick. And you shouldn't do that. And I know, and it's bad. And obviously, rumors can hurt others. But, you know, obviously, whoever seized it and whoever she worked with, maybe the FBI or like local Florida officials, Florida law enforcement, I'm sure they know more than me, and I'm sure that they know that the mayor didn't do it, but maybe she did. Maybe it's in plain sight. It would be, I don't think she did it though, because it would be like so fucking hilarious if she just like dumped it overboard and then she found it. Like that would be like, she should have just threw it overboard and then drove away, you know? Like, no, like, Like, that'd be, imagine being a drug dealer and then being like, how do we get out of this? And they'd just be like, why don't we just bring it to the cops and say we found it? They just like show up with an entire semi truck filled with cocaine and they're like, we just found it. Like on the road. She definitely wasn't involved. I'm obviously joking around, but like that would be hilarious if she was involved. And then she was just like, I just found it. Yeah. Like she just like 70 pounds of coke in her basement. And she was like, what if we just threw it in the water? And then just like said, we found it. Like, oh man. No, that'd be funny. That'd be funny. All right. Anyways, guys, that is the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for everything you do. Kisses, smooches, and we end every episode like we always do with two claps and a Ric Flair. So can I get two claps and a Ric Flair? Woo! See you next time.